Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge introduces incredible stories shared by women across the globe who have experienced the great heights of success and, at times, the agony of defeat. With a vision to impart wisdom and advice on how to tackle barriers and soar to new heights, the show uncovers different perspectives to help you find your inner strength and to power up your own voice so you can excel in life.
Welcome to Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge, bringing you more stories about incredible women who share their knowledge and let you in on their amazing experiences, all to help you learn and grow along the way. My special guest today is Ashley Maria. Ashley is a writer, director, and producer. She's worked on projects ranging from television commercials to multi-platform integration to full feature films. And she's currently working on a documentary called Pioneers in Skirts, which I'm really excited for her to talk about. The film is a social impact film that takes a really honest look at the solutions for the setbacks women still face in their careers today. Ashley's past films have won awards at highly acclaimed film festivals around the world. Her first film, Friday Night Fright, won her a Directors Guild of America Award. She's also been featured in a magazine called Women with Know-How and named one of the top five female filmmakers to watch, also by the Directors Guild of America. So, Ashley, it is such a pleasure to have you on my show today. Welcome.
Thank you, Ms. Deirdre. Thank you.
Oh, well, I'm excited. I wanted to tell you right away that I did watch what you sent me on Friday Night Fright, and I thought it was really good. So I'm a bit of a chicken when it comes to the horror genre, but I certainly loved it. I watched it, and I was looking behind me and waiting for the door to knock or the doorbell to ring. So I thought it was really good. I just wanted to share that with you.
It's so fun watching that movie with an audience and hearing them gasp.
Yes, I can
scared.
Yes, I can imagine. So that definitely was scary. So, Ashley, you were named one of the top five female filmmakers to watch, right, by the Directors Guild of America.
Yeah.
Why did you get into filming? What sort of moved you in this direction?
Well, it all started back in North Carolina, where I'm from. I was obsessed with movies, watched them all the time. I made movies with my brothers and sisters. I made them act in everything. My parents saw this, you know, and invested in a little handheld camera for me in high school. And so I filmed everything. You can actually see a progression. Like, it was terrible when I first started. Everything was, like, really quick and, you know, nauseating almost to watch. And then as time went on, I got really good at it. And so I filmed my entire life, really, in high school and then going into college at UNC Chapel Hill. And that's where I started producing for the local television network, and I interned at ESPN. And then all of that just led me to figure out, what do I want to do with my life? And that's when I went to USC Film School in Southern California, Los Angeles, that brought me out here. And and so I've just been making movies ever since. And it's kind of like, what kind of stories do I want to tell? Well, I really love stories with little kids, because that was such an impactful time in my life, and that's what Friday Night Fright was. And then I did another film called Volcano Girl, so it's all really fun projects. And then Pioneers and Skirts came about when I realized I was noticing an issue that I wasn't prepared for. So I believe your next question, the inspiration behind Pioneers and Skirts was really me realizing that I had hit a wall in my journey to becoming a filmmaker and having a successful career at it. And the wall was that I was a woman. And I didn't realize that I was going to be considered such an abnormality, really. Along with just a lot of other issues that I saw, made me say, you know what, it's time for us to make a change. There's so many unconscious biases that are going on around us that both men and women are unaware of, that, you know, we walk into a room and we assume this and we assume that about a person without even giving them the opportunity to open their mouth and talk. And that was something that I was facing in the film industry.
I was just going to say, it's interesting. It's a personal inspiration. So you sort of mm-hmm. grew up in film. And then when mm-hmm. you got to a point where you really were, you know, in the industry and doing your work, that's when it seems like you started to hit that wall. But the film itself, so Pioneers mm-hmm. in Skirts actually is about, it's all women. And it is a cross-section of different women, correct, that you're interviewing?
Yeah, we are focusing on the male-dominated fields, looking to empower women who are in those fields currently and then prepare young women who want to have a career, like, for example, in engineering. So not just filmmaking, but just kind of the whole spectrum of what is going on in today's workplace that is preventing women from reaching their full potential.
And what are some of those other industries? So is it engineering? Is it, you know, in science? Is it technology? What are you finding are the real tough industries based on the women that you're interviewing?
The STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and math, has a real issue with populating their workforce with women. And they see the changes already in just how things are designed. When they create that pipeline to empower more women to join engineering and be interested in it, they have seen it change already. So that's one industry we're focusing on. We're focusing on, we talked to one of the top women in combat, Major General Heidi V. Brown, so we're talking to the Army. And just leadership in general. So we're speaking to a lot of women who are leading their companies, and they talk about the issues that they faced becoming the CEO or becoming the president. And more are astounded that I'm still, you know, my generation is still dealing with those same issues that this person dealt with 30 years ago.
That's amazing.
And that's a lot of what we're trying to do.
Yes. We're seeing the same issues over and over again. Was there a particular interview with a woman? I'm not going to call it a favorite because I'm sure many of the women that you do interview, they're all your favorites. But is there one interview or something that stood out the most to you?
So I would love to share, too, that one that I found to be the most impactful and the one that was just the most fun. So the most impactful interview was with Kat Cole, who at the time was the president of Cinnabon, and now she's the group president of all Focus Brands. So since interviewing her, she has gone up a level and is now even way more cooler than she was then. I don't know if it's possible, but she is. Anyway, so she was one of our first major interviews for the film. She was one of the first to believe in us and understand what we're trying to do. And I came to her with my issues of, you know, I noticed that people were treating me differently and calling me, you know, the dreaded B word, of course, but also like aggressive and, you know, my tone is overwhelming or something. And I told her this and she says, listen, that happens because you walk into a room and they expect you to be a certain way. And when you're not that way, they basically push you into the corner that they think you're supposed to be. And I remember when she told me that, I was just like, oh my God, that it just kind of changed my outlook that it's not me personally being the problem. You know, I've had people tell me I've never actually worked for a woman. I'm like, what year is it? What's going on here? So, you know, it was just, I wasn't what they were expecting. And when I didn't meet their expectations, they kind of put me down for it and called me aggressive and, you know, called me these names that were really hurtful and really, I give that the reason for why I felt small and lost my confidence right when I started my career.
Right.
So talking to her helped me to see that it's not me, it's these assumptions that are being placed upon me.
You have to blame outward for this, because if you really take it to heart and blame yourself and think that you're doing something, well, certainly your confidence will shrink to a level of non-performance. So that was a really, really good example and a good interview. You mentioned another one that you also liked.
Yeah, so that Kat Cole interview definitely started to shape how I was going to make Pioneers in Skirts. I said, okay, well, this is something that I have to bring awareness to. So then, cut to a year later, we interviewed Nicole Jeffries, who is an executive engineer over at Lenovo. and she loves to race cars in her free time.
Cool.
So I said, okay, well, I'm going to do the interview in the car, in her on the racetrack. So we figured everything out. We got all these GoPros. We got all the sound working. You know, we have to put the helmet on, the big helmet. You have to put on, oh, of course, your seatbelt. And then you have to tie yourself in, and you get all ready, and all the tech was working. And I was so just proud that the technology was working and we were recording. That we get out there, I asked maybe 3 questions and was so nauseous from going 120 miles an hour.
I didn't expect that.
Stopping. Oh my God, 120 and stopping at, you know, going down to 0 to make a turn real fast. And then, oh my gosh, the person got really close to us. I was so scared, just like freaked out the whole time that I looked at the footage. I think I was successfully able to ask, like I said, like 3 or 4 questions. And then I said, I can't do it, Nicole. We have to go back. And she's like, oh, no.
Oh, you gave, you know, good try, though.
Really
good try. Well, that is the most unique interview. Did you go back and did you get her to answer all the questions? And I'm sure it was successful.
Sure. We did actually do a sit-down interview with her prior, so we did get a lot of that. So the goal of the race car was just to say, okay, how does this help you stay focused? And that's really what it is. It's about being present, and how do you get all the stresses out of your life as you're managing these huge departments? And that's exactly it. She gets on the racetrack.
Well, what a way for you to learn. I'm talking with my special guest, Ashley Maria, the director of Pioneers in Skirts. In the next segment, Ashley will discuss more about overcoming challenges for women in film and her advice on how to tackle obstacles.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. Segment 2 is coming right up.
Creating brand loyalty requires a unique blend of strategic communications and innovative technology. Pure Performance Communications works with businesses to move their audiences from interest to action, giving you a roadmap that fosters deeper engagement and forges stronger relationships along the way. Visit us at pureperformance.com. Thank you.
Now, back to Women Worldwide with your host, Deirdre Breckenridge.
I'm Deirdre Breckenridge, host of Women Worldwide. Welcome back to the show, where Ashley Marie and I were just chatting about her new film, Pioneers in Skirts, which will be released, I believe, in 2016. So, Ashley, let's pick it up where we were before. You were talking about challenges that you've faced as a director in the film industry. What about overcoming those challenges? So we know that other women, and you said for 30 years, these same issues have been going on. What are you doing to tackle the challenges and to move forward?
Sure. Yeah. So personally, knowing that these biases exist against women, we call them the unconscious biases, knowing that that just exists and that is in play all the time, kind of helps me personally deal with the situations that I'm put in that can be frustrating. So, you know, it's like you step back and you say, okay, this isn't me, this isn't my fault, or this person's assuming this about me. They mean well, they just don't know. You know, it's kind of being aware of the situation that really helps me understand how I'm going to react. And find the positive and find how I'm going to benefit from a certain situation. So, you know, for example, just my appearance. When I walk into a room, people assume I'm the assistant or the intern, or on very frustrating occasions that I'm only there because I'm dating somebody that's in the room.
Oh my.
Then I'm the girlfriend. And so I let those people kind of make those assumptions, and I just say with a smile, no, actually, I'm the director. I'm in charge, friend. You know, just joke about it. But that's what, you know, I just can't allow it to upset me, and I know the person isn't trying to hurt me. they just don't realize that what they said is actually kind of condescending.
Right.
So sometimes
sure. In these instances, it's a stereotype or something. When mm-hmm. somebody just doesn't know or doesn't know enough, they make those types of comments. But what you said about dealing with that situation and kind of saying, this really isn't about me, it's about them, and I'm, you know, either going to make a joke or move on. I think that really is a great approach.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So when you were, and I'm glad it's working, when you were younger, was this something that you picked up by a role model? You know, did you have an idol, somebody that you looked up to, and maybe who do you look up to now?
So I would say when I was younger, I learned what it meant to work. Like I learned what it meant to have a career because I had a single mom and I really looked up to her. I was so proud that I had a mom who worked and who worked really hard and explained to me what it meant to be, a woman on her own. We had this saying that she would yell out to me, "What does a woman need?" And I'm like 5 years old. I'd say, "Money of her own." And everybody in the store would laugh.
That's amazing.
Just how I was raised. I always knew I'd have a career. I always knew I would be my own champion. My success would be my own. So you can imagine when I entered the film industry and I saw that, okay, it looks like other people had something else in mind. So that was frustrating. But I'd say my mom was the person I really looked up to. And now, truth is, I look next to me and there's my mom. She's working with me on this documentary because she believes in creating a better work-life environment for me. And so she wants to help figure out what are the solutions. So she's beside me now helping this movie. And I'd say, who do I look up to now? Well, it's like more who inspires me now. And the people who inspire me are my family and then the people who I'm making this movie for. Like we have some young girls in it who are 14 years old who have the world ahead of them and they're so excited and so ambitious and they inspire me because I don't want them to enter their career and someone tell them that the way they feel or the way they look isn't right.
Right. Make it better for them.
Exactly. And that's what keeps me going.
Well, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if every generation did that for the next generation? And the only thing we can do is mentor and educate and, you know, teach others the right way and to stand up in situations and not, mm-hmm. as you said, blame ourselves, but maybe just blame outward a little bit. I think it's wonderful. I just want to go back to point out your mom and how, like, this mother-daughter team is so cool. Has she always been in film or is her interest in film because of you?
Oh, it's definitely because of me.
That's
wonderful.
When we
first started making the movie, she really wasn't sure what to do, didn't know really even how to press record on the camera. And now she runs entire scenes. She will call me and say, "Listen, we need this and this." And I'm like, yes, ma'am. You know what you're doing now. She is full on in it. But, her real passion is actually in the marketing side. So she has been building us up for a Kickstarter campaign that we're having in August. And she is just gung-ho. We've got so many cool things coming out for that. And we're building up our community and the awareness for that. And that this is where she's shining. You know, she loves being on set and she's loved learning about the technology, but now she's really shining because this is this kind of campaign and bringing awareness to this topic is something that she's really passionate about and good at.
Well, it sounds like she's having a blast. You get to spend time together. You're both learning and moving forward and helping others. You couldn't ask for better. So let's just switch gears. I'm curious to hear. If you could spend maybe a day with anyone in the film industry, alive or dead, this will really tell us something about you, who would that be and why?
Well, I am a huge fan of Saturday Night Live, and Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, I just want to be their friend.
And you'd be laughing the whole time.
Oh my gosh. I want to be in their circle. Like I want to be the one that they text when something funny happens. Like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
Oh
yes. And then if I didn't know Alive or Dead. So, and then I always answer Chris Farley. Saturday Night Live again. I loved Chris Farley growing up. And well, I think I was too young to really understand.
But he's loved watching him. Yeah, you know, right? Oh, he was so funny. You know, the Saturday Night Live crew, doesn't Amy Poehler have a comedy club where actually she was discovered? I think it's in Manhattan, where a lot of
Upright Citizens Brigade, yeah.
Yeah, very, very cool. Well, those are certainly some excellent choices, and if you ever did get to spend time, of course you can't with Chris Farley, but with a Tina Fey or yes. Amy Poehler, I'm sure you would learn a lot and laugh a lot too. So, okay, so now that we got that question out of the way, what's your all-time favorite film? And it can't be one that you directed.
Oh, gosh. Well, so speaking of Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, Mean Girls is probably one of my favorite movies. I can quote it to the best of them. On the other end, actually, I really like Children of Men. That one has some really amazing shots in it that when I was trying to still figure out what I wanted to do in the film industry, I remember watching that movie, and there's an entire shot. It's just a winner. That's what they call it when there's no cut. And I remember feeling like I didn't breathe for 20 minutes. And I watched the movie again. I was like, oh, that's because it was all one shot. And I remember being so just like impressed by it and the story. And it was just, I loved Children of Men. So
Mean
Girls.
I've never heard of it.
Oh.
I'll have to check it out. Would I recognize the fact that there was a shot that was done in one take for 20 minutes? Or is that just a trained eye that does that?
Oh, well, I can pretend that it's a trained eye and I'm very good, but I think it's something, I think it's something that on a second watch you'll probably pay attention to more, because the reason why you don't even notice is because the story is so good.
Right.
And it's done so well. Like, I watch behind the scenes of it, and it's just, it's so meticulous and perfect.
Excellent. I'm going to check that out. If you could change anything... So this is one of those personal questions, and maybe you say, oh, no, I wouldn't. But if you had an opportunity just to go back and change something about your career or your life, would you?
See, I think you wanted me to get deep here, but the first thing that I thought of was I would make it normal to live in an Office Max or like a Staples, because I'm so obsessed with office supplies. Like, that was the first thing that came to mind when you said this question. I was like, I just want to be around different colored paper and, like, multiple desks. Like, I don't have my own office. My office is in my living room. But I'm like, when that day comes, you just better believe I will be at Staples all the time.
So you're yearning for an office, for the colored paper and the markers and all the things that file folders.
And what's really cool is I mentioned that at an internship once, and when I was working for Tom Hanks, and they actually all looked at me and said, and they opened this magical closet of all these office supplies and said, Tom Hanks is also obsessed with office supplies. I'm like, yes! And I remember just going, they said, you can get one thing.
Oh, my goodness. So were you interned?
I interned for Tom Hanks.
What was that like?
Oh, that was an amazing experience. I got to go on set and actually see him. He was directing Larry Crown, and so he's starring in it, too. So it was in the pre-production phase, which means they were getting ready to shoot, and he was testing out these cameras, and I pushed him around on a chair around the room as he's acting out in this camera that's attached to him. And I was like, I'm watching Tom Hanks act right now. I'm pushing him in a chair. It was so surreal.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. But yeah, he was so fun. He was such a nice guy.
That sounds like such a great experience. My goodness, you've certainly done a lot, seen a lot, you're doing a lot. So I guess my very last question is, how can my listeners find out more about you and your new film, Pioneers in Skirts?
Sure. We have a website called pioneersinskirts.com. So it's pioneers with an S in skirts with another S. .com, and we're actually redoing that. So in a few weeks, it'll be brand new. So check it out now, and then check it out again, and it'll be relaunched. And then I am Ashley Maria on Twitter. at Ashley Maria, and on Instagram, it's Ashley Maria. And, you know, I talk back. As you can tell, I'm a talker. So if people tweet me, tell me what they think of this interview, tell me what they think of the website, I will totally engage, and because I want to hear about everything.
Well, you know what? That's the way you're supposed to be on social media. So you're doing that right, too. I think that's awesome. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us today and for sharing your thoughts about women in film, your challenges, your personal journey. We're certainly going to keep an eye out for your film, Pioneers and Skirts. So thank you.
Thank you so much. This has been a lot of fun.
Oh, well, great. And I'd also like to thank everyone for tuning into Women Worldwide. I'm your host, Deirdre Breckenridge. And until we meet again for our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.
You have been listening to Women Worldwide with Deirdre Breckenridge, brought to you by Pure Performance Communications on the socialnetworkstation.com. You can reach Pure Performance at www.pureperformancecom.com. Women Worldwide is produced by SNI, and the opinions of the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of Social Network Intermedia, LLC, or the Social Network Station.